you for calling.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. How may I help you?
Hi. Is this Samantha?
And who am I speaking with?
Carl Goodman.
Hi, Carl. How are you? You recognized me.
I did. You have a distinctive voice.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm
doing great. What about you?
I'm doing just fine. Actually, I was expecting to get Steve, but that's okay. I mean, I can talk to either of you, of course.
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
What happened was Steve, of course, sent me back the most recent copy of my book, asking me to review it before we publish it, and he was kind enough to show me the Penguin imprint that I got and all that. What happened was that, of course, I asked him about LCCNs because what he had down, not blaming him or anything, what he had down was the book was going to be published only as an e-book.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that isn't what the original agreement was for, because I needed it published in paperback and hardcover as well as e-book. Because we actually order hard copies that we sell in our store.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my goal is to be, you know, like every writer, of course,
of course, my goal
is to sell a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to earn back all
mm-hmm.
that investment that I have, at least, right? And
mm-hmm.
so we've got to have it ready for bookstores. And, in fact, I've got a couple of – because I've done some of that marketing myself,
mm-hmm.
And especially for the main event, which takes place in the state of Maine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a couple of bookstores that said, okay, you know, we can arrange a book sighting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Don is no longer with you, and I know he may have told me some things that shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But as your representative, I believed him. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, now it comes down to LCCNs,
mm-hmm.
and Steve mentioned, probably rightfully so, even though it bothered me at first,
mm-hmm.
was that even though Don told me he would take care of that, you know, I don't have that in writing, because I assumed it was part of the process. I'm
mm-hmm.
ignorant of the total publishing process, like most new authors.
Absolutely.
You know, and so anyway, I understand that the LCNs are pretty the LCCNs are pretty necessary for libraries to order the books. They won't order them without it,
mm-hmm.
and many bookstores
mm-hmm.
won't carry it without it. And when Don
mm-hmm.
talked to me about the marketing efforts that you folks would do to help me, you know, whatever setting up, you know, book signings and marketing and that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
I figured we needed to get them. And then Steve said, because you aren't willing to spend more money, then
mm-hmm.
you can get them yourself. Well,
mm-hmm.
you know, the question I asked him and that I was going to ask him tonight is just how much is more money? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's face it, you look at your life, I look at my life,
absolutely.
And most of us don't have thousands of dollars extra every year, especially
right.
once I retired 2 years ago, and I don't, this is whatever I can earn from books will be my income.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's tax season, I already know I sold $2,500 worth of books this year, but that's not enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, so anyway, I had emailed him back. I'm now at home. It's 7 o'clock here, of
mm-hmm.
course, 7:20. But I emailed him back and asked him, you know, to please find out, you know, just how much
mm-hmm.
it would really cost me. How much do I have to cancel my vacation in order to pay for LCCNs or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
I
need
to
know
for
the
you
reality.
To do that. No, you don't have to cancel your vacation.
But if it's that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that expensive, I guess what I'm saying is I'm willing to pay reasonable amounts to get it done in
mm-hmm.
order to sell enough books to
mm-hmm.
pay me back. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And you don't have to say anything else now. I completely understand your concern. See, recently we actually had Don fired because of malpractice. He was doing this with multiple of our clients. So due to that reason, a lot of things have been upside down, and we're still trying to bring a lot of projects back on track. It was an unfortunate situation, but we are trying to recover from that. Anyhow, that shouldn't impact your project. So now that you've raised this concern to me, let me have a word with Steve and team, and let me see what I can do for you, okay? So I'm going to get back.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And it's not that I'm unwilling. It's just that, you know, I'm in a situation where, you know, frankly, I guess I want to be totally honest. I'm just fine because I have earned a good living and I have saved money all my life so that I could afford a decent retirement. Unfortunately, I don't have, until I start earning money back, you know, I don't have a lot
of
money
to
invest, and that's what I'm looking
for. Investment. Yes. You've got nothing to worry about,
right,
Carl. Let me have a word with my team, see what I can do to minimize the cost, and it shouldn't be a lot, to be very honest, okay? It'll be something that you can easily afford. So let me find out, and I'll get back to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and tell Steve I do appreciate him. I had asked him what the barcodes were, and he explained barcodes as what they are, a series of et cetera, to help inventory.
Right.
I knew that.
Okay.
We run a retail store. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
I was really asking is, were the LCCNs part of the barcode? And I guess
gotcha.
They weren't.
So, okay.
The other thing is that we should talk about, let's get the books published because the main event is supposed to be out by the end of May so that I can market it in Maine during the tourist season.
Correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Don had talked about all this marketing stuff that would happen, and now, frankly, I'm realizing even though he was your representative, so I naturally trusted that. Now that I know better, I'm going, okay, what about that was true and what about it wasn't true?
I know. It just makes you very skeptical, you know, especially, in the middle of the situation that we faced. You remember that situation when I called you up and I spoke to you?
Oh, yeah.
And that was very upsetting, too. And we should have known,
yeah.
You know, we should have just gotten the
Hold on one second. Howard, no, here. My dog is barking.
Okay. All right. It was just a gut feeling and instinct at that point of time due to which I personally did not prefer working with him. And anyhow, it just ended up in a very terrible mess, you know.
I understand. And I've been there. I've been a senior executive with Mobile Corporation. I
mm-hmm.
understand that kind of thing can happen, and it's really sad. Because he did represent you, you know,
exactly.
As Penguin, and
that's
you've got to try to,
problem.
You've got to, and you've got to solve that. And
exactly.
And I know I don't envy that problem, but
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, as we go, I want to talk about how we can market this effectively. You know,
okay.
Don even said, well, we can talk to Barnes and Noble and get them to order a couple of thousand books and distribute them, and then you can go and do book signings and book talks, and we can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I got to that. But you know, if that's true, it's great. If it mm-hmm. isn't true, let's figure out how we do this because, you know, I'm going to have to sell – to make money, I'll probably have to sell 10,000 books, and that's
right.
a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, I want to talk through it with you. I really – and I've learned so much working mm-hmm. with – you and Steve and about what happens,
yes.
You know, there should be a tutor for authors that says the first thing you've got to do
right.
is do this, and then you've got to get it copyrighted,
and then you have to
get LCCNs, and what is an
mm-hmm.
LCCN, and what is, and you know, it's every day there seems to be something new, and yet, every author wants to be a bestseller, but more than being a bestseller, I want to be a good seller. I want, mm-hmm. you know, and I know that it's popular because I've sold a lot of books right in our little gift shop, and I just had three people come in today to buy the second book because they read the first one and liked it,
That's
so
wonderful.
That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign, but I need your help.
Of course, I'm going to be there for you, Carl.
Let me
look into all of this stuff. As you know,
sure.
That I am kind of monitoring things, so I'll have to get into all of this with the team, have Steve talk me through in regards to the current progress on all four books, and then we can schedule
sure.
a session for next week, okay?
Sure, that would be great, and please tell Steve I really appreciate him. And when I come back and say, well, what about this, or I didn't know about this, or whatever, it's not a criticism at all of Steve. It's a frustration of mine that somehow I missed something, or I should have known something. And
oh,
of course, perhaps I was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I never asked Don, each time I talk, put that in writing, because the fact of the matter is I assumed these were normal parts of the process as he talked about it, which obviously I'm finding out was not true.
Yes, unfortunately. Carl, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for sharing your concerns with me. As I said,
sure.
I will get back to you maximum by Monday, latest Tuesday, okay? Let me just look
Super.
Into things,
okay.
And don't worry about anything at all. We'll fix this together, okay?
All right, we will. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too, Carl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your day should be close to finishing up for the weekend.
Almost. Just half an
hour. Almost. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Samantha.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Uh-huh.